There we go. We speak with those guests on behalf of the Van Andel Institute every month. What is happening? I hope research to discover those cures and more. And, oh, there's education as well to talk about project-based learning and more. Teacher Programs Manager with the Van Andel Institute for Education, Don McCotter, in the house. Hi, Don.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Glad that you are here. A bit on your bio. I know what you spent 13 years teaching those high school kids.
Sure did, and I loved every minute of it.
I bet you were fun.
I was. You know, you have to make it fun. You have to.
Why do you have to?
To keep the kids engaged and to also let them know that you're a person. You're a human, and you have...
Teachers go to the bathroom?
They do, and they shop at a store. And we have a home. We don't sleep in the back room. You know, that's always the common things that you get asked.
I swear, when I was in sixth grade, I didn't think teachers went home. You know, it was we thought our teachers were our idols, as they should be. So I know you devoted your classrooms, curiosity, critical thinking, creativity, thrive. And here you are now sharing your talents with those other education-minded persons. Teacher Programs Manager at the Van Andel Institute for Education. What's this mean, Dawn?
Well, I work with teachers throughout our area, but also nationally, that are looking for ways to transform their classrooms in both science inquiry, but we've just started a new program in project-based learning, and we've developed kits, and we offer professional development for teachers to transform their classrooms into making that inquiry alive and real for the students.
Let's start there. What is project-based learning?
Excellent. Well, project-based learning is authentic learning. It's a way for students to solve problems, real-world problems that are going to have an effect, a purpose. We call it projects with a purpose. And, you know, as a teacher, I a lot of times would assign projects to the students after we've learned the things that we needed to learn. And those are more dessert projects. And unfortunately, sometimes those projects end up in the trash. And we want to change that. We want the students to be involved in real-world problems, but also by teaching the content we need to teach, breaking down those silos. So, oh, now it's math time, now it's English time, now it's social studies
time. Which is kind of more traditional learning, right?
Yes, absolutely. Taking that traditional classroom and turning on its head and breaking down those walls between the content to help deeper learning, but also getting the kids engaged because they're making the world a better place in the questions that they're answering, the problems that they're solving. They're invested in that learning.
Any more answers to how this does compare to traditional learning?
Well, I think not that the students can be engaged in any classroom. It's really up to the teacher and how they do that. But when they're given a question or a problem to solve that is real world or authentic, I just think it just ups that engagement factor. And it really helps those students that sometimes are just really hard to reach, those kids that just want to put their head down. But if they're invested and they're solving a problem and they know that this is going to make a difference in their school or their community or even the world, they're like, hey, I want to be a part of that and I want to do that.
Nice. Why would schools and or teachers want to embrace this type of learning? I think you've already answered it just with your passion, but why and what is the need here?
Well, I think the need itself is for that engagement piece because when the students are engaged, and the research has shown that shows that students also achieve more. So you increase engagement, you increase achievement. And we all know that we have those standards-based tests, the standardized tests that we have to give, and we don't want to teach the test. No teacher went into the profession saying, I'm going to teach my students to take a test. Mm-hmm. Nobody said that. But how can we give them those skills, those critical thinking, the creative thinking, those problem-solving skills in an authentic way? And project-based learning does that.
And how is Van Andel Institute for Education addressing this need?
Well, we have just developed project-based learning units. They're kits and online resources called Blue Apple Projects. And in that, we've aligned those to, right now, they're 4th and 5th grade standards, but they can flex 3 to 8. They're aligned to the Common Core, NGSS, social studies standards, and social-emotional learning. And with that, the students are introduced to a compelling question. And, for example, how can a cookbook save your life? And the students then research nutrition. They find out all they need to know about nutrition and why it's important to make healthy choices. And then they develop recipes and they test them out. We do a little Top Chef competition. And then we have this family feast day, and we invite family and friends in and to celebrate their learnings and what they learned about nutrition. And they develop this cookbook that they sell, and those proceeds go to a charitable cause for healthy kids. But the kicker is they also learn the content. So they're learning about nutrition. They're meeting with real-world experts, toxicologists, pediatricians, nutritionists in the field. But they're learning that science, that's those social studies, the ELA, the math, standards that they need to know for school.
Are we dealing mostly with the high school students, or are you starting any earlier?
Well, for the Blue Apple projects, they're targeted fourth and fifth grade. And so they really are more K-5, and we can flex up into middle school. So I would say, 3-H or K-8. For the high school, we haven't yet started that development work for those projects, but we're really excited, and that's one of the steps that we want to do in the future. But we still at the Van Andel Institute are doing our science inquiry as well, which is K-12 for teachers that want to learn how to teach inquiry science in their classrooms.
Been at the Institute for what? Almost 3 years now, right?
Oh, 4 years, actually.
4 years, yeah. Yes, nice. Yeah. Lucky to have you, right? What's the take-home message? How do we find out more information, Dawn McCotter?
To find out more information about Blue Apple projects, go to blueappleteacher.org, and that will take you through all the different projects we have. And check out our website, also vaei.org, to check out all the student programs and teacher programs we have available.
Great. Yeah, but I bet you were... Well, do you ever hear from your high school kids?
Sometimes on Facebook, occasionally. Nope. It's really fun. That's my rule. They had to be graduated, right? So now that they're 18 or graduated, some have families and children, which really makes you feel old. So it's nice to connect that way. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, keep on connecting through your role as teacher programs manager with the Van Andel Institute for Education up on the Hill. Dawn McCotter. Take care.
Thank you.